Last week, the New York Racing Association's Board of Trustees voted 10-1 to raise admission fees at Belmont and Saratoga. General admission would raise from $3 to $5, and a seat in the clubhouse, $5 to $8. NYRA board member Rick Violet said he thought it was possible the increase could keep some racing fans away, but it's necessary.
It might, but we're talking a $3, $5 raise. I mean, even for the casual fan, you know, you're paying that for a cup of coffee in a lot of places. So it's never the right time to raise prices. It's never the right time to ask for more money. But we are running a business, and sometimes you have to bite the bullet and kind of keep up with the times.
However, NYRA has chosen to move forward with a market study on the proposed admission increases before cementing the higher prices. Meanwhile, some businesses in Saratoga Springs are confident that the meet attendees will still pack into the spa cities downtown. Jessica Mullen, manager and buyer at Violet's, a women's designer clothing store on Broadway, said she anticipates that customers will still come in to purchase a dress to wear on race day, even if some may be annoyed at the admission increase at the track.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will be upset and they're going to kind of put up a stink, but in the end, I think they're still going to attend.
Mullen said she doesn't anticipate the increase negatively affecting the store.
So I still think that the attendance will be good at the track, and I don't really think it's going to affect us at all downtown.
Across Broadway at the Saratoga Arms Hotel, reservations manager Judy Kennedy said rooms at the hotel are often booked far in advance of the track season, and that the Saratoga Arms clients often have their spots at the track booked as well.
Our clientele generally has their reservations in place with boxes, seats in the dining room, their grandstand seats, they're ahead of time. I don't think it's going to have a real effect on the guests coming here at Saratoga Arms.
Meet attendance was down slightly in 2013 compared to 2012 by about 3.9%. The handle was also slightly down. 2013, however, also proved to be a record-breaking year for the tourism industry in Saratoga Springs, with hotel occupancy rates up 4.1% over 2012 from June 1st to August 31st. NYRA is under contract with the state to receive a portion of revenues from VLT facilities, but has also been under pressure to balance a budget without the gaming proceeds. At a recent legislative hearing on the impact of the equine industry in New York, industry representatives expressed concern over uncertainty associated with incoming casinos and slot parlors and whether gaming revenues that directly benefit breeding programs could be diverted from the VLTs. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau and the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.